Hey guys, so I wanted to shoot a quick video, show you page funnels in action, show you kind of why I made it and why it can benefit you. Now, this is just one example, one way that you can use this software, and it is to create a customer survey. So as soon as someone buys one of your products, you send them through this customer survey. Now, they land on the page. This is just one of the standard templates it comes with. You can actually do pop-ups, pages, or embeddable forms to put on your own site. So as soon as they click on take the survey, you get asked the first question. So what business do you run? Now, if you know what type of business the customers on your list run, it's a lot easier to sell to them. If I know that I'm sending an email specifically to video marketers, I know I'm going to be able to get much higher conversions. Or if I'm sending an email specifically to someone who runs an e-commerce business. And when someone selects one of these options, it tells my autoresponder and marks them with a tag that that's what they're interested in, that's what they do. And you can actually send out emails based on those tags. So this is how the system works. Basically, you can ask them their primary objectives, so what they want to learn, and you can use that information to tailor the products that you either promote or you create yourselves to actually sell to them. Now, one of the cool things about this system is you can actually automate the whole process by only asking multiple choice questions. So as customers, if you've got a large number of customers coming through this funnel, it's all automated. You find out absolutely everything about them, or everything that you want to find out about them, in an automated manner. But this is where it gets clever. So let's say you're trying to filter out the potential customers that might want group coaching or personal mentoring. If someone selects that they're interested in mentoring, now you could structure the question a lot better. This is just a general example. But if someone selects that they're interested in mentoring, you can set up directional questioning. So that sends them down a specific route. Ask them a specific question related to that. So I could ask to find out more about them. Or if they select mentoring, I could set them up with a tag, which automatically sends out a follow-up series from my email provider, and that sends them to another questionnaire, another survey specific to personal mentoring. So it's very clever what you can do. So if I go back, you'll see I've got an open-ended question here because I clicked mentoring. If I go back to the beginning again, click on take the survey, go back to this question. If I don't click on mentoring, I click on something else, you'll see that I go to a different question completely. So you can actually set up different paths depending on the route that your users go. So in this question, I ask what their monthly profits are. So if someone says none, for example, you know that they're more than likely they're going to be interested in finding a way to start a profitable business. If they're saying like they're already earning a certain amount of money, they're going to be interested in how to scale their current business. So there's no point in sending them to stuff which will be a distraction, because in the long run, you're not going to increase their lifetime value, because they'll just be jumping from product to product. They'll probably never make real money where you can kind of get them into this $5,000 monthly profit area. And when they get into that kind of area, you can be like, right, they're a perfect candidate for high ticket mentoring and stuff like that. So obviously, as soon as they click next and they choose an answer, that information gets sent to my autoresponder, and I know that it's a person who's likely to be able to purchase high ticket products, because there's no point sending high ticket products to people that can't afford it. Okay, so last but not least, we ask them for their name and email. Now, I've already mentioned that this is a customer survey, so there's no reason for your customers to enter their name and email. You already have it. And this is why with PageFunnels, we actually can pull the name and email from the WordPress database, so they never see this section. It's only showing me this section because I'm the admin of the page. Or you can actually add short codes in. So we give you a link to send to your customers, which bring them to this page, and you put in a short code which puts their name and email in the URL, and that automatically feeds their name and email into PageFunnels, so they don't have to do this section. Last but not least, once the quiz is finished, you can either redirect them to another page or you can show content on that page. But dependent on the answers they make, you can actually send them to different content or different URLs. These are what we call global responses. So it's a very flexible plugin. It's not only landing pages we do. You can actually create pop-ups and all sorts. Let me see if I've set one up on this page. Yeah, so this is exactly the same survey in a pop-up. Really simple to set up. The design is excellent. But let me show you the analytics, because this is where it gets real smart. Oh yeah, this is how you design it. Really simple to design. You can jump questions. You can also sign people up to webinars. So if someone selected e-commerce, if you wanted to actually sign them up to a webinar, you just click on subscribe to a webinar, choose your platform, go to webinar or webinar jam or custom URL, and that'll do a one-click sign up. So that's pretty cool, especially if you're importing names. So say inside your membership area you had a survey and you just had two questions. One was do you want to join us on this webinar, and one was segmenting them into a certain group. You can do that without them even having to type in a name and email, so that's a really cool feature. And you can drag and drop videos, countdown timers, Call to Action Pro, my other plugin, if you want to put in some fancy designs and stuff. There's a bunch of stuff you can do, but we're talking about results today, so let's go into results and analytics. Okay, so this gives you a general overview of everything that happens on your survey. So this is one I set up earlier. So if I click View Customer Survey, you can close that. You can see from a bird's eye view all of the answers. So you can quickly work out if something is going wrong, if people are dropping off on a certain answer. Say they get to the third question and you notice there's 3 people dropping off. So you've had 16 people get here, 13 people have answered, 3 have dropped off. You can kind of tweak that question a little bit or ask it in a different way and see if you get a better result. So we can see exactly what is most popular. So video marketing, 13 out of however many people landed, 17 people answered the question, 5 people dropped off. And so it does that with all the questions. When you get to the end, obviously it shows you the global responses. Now I only set up one, so everyone goes onto the same global response. But if you wanted to set up send people to different URLs or different content, you can set up as many global responses as you want. So depending on the answers depends where they get sent. Okay, so also each global response can have a retargeting pixel added to it. So you can send them, you can follow up to a particular group using paid adverts and stuff like that. It's a really smart system. Okay, so that shows you how to look at the results of a customer survey which is completely automated using multiple choice. But if you're setting up a quiz specifically for open-ended questions, you're going to want to jump into the subscriber tab, and this basically shows you the answers that people make. So you can look, if you're asking open-ended questions, you can look in here and you can see exactly what people are doing, what they're answering, what they're saying. So if you're following up with someone, you want to learn what they want to learn, you can find out all about them before you even schedule a call. Okay, so that's pretty much it. If you've got any questions, let me know. Obviously, we haven't launched this product yet. I've been working on it for the last 12 months, and it is designed to get results. And for the last 2 months, we've kind of been working on the design. We're really pleased with the design. We spent a lot of time making sure it looks good. It doesn't look like another cheap plugin. It is a WordPress plugin as well, so there's no kind of monthly fees. We're probably going to charge a yearly fee, so you have to pay every year if you want to get more updates. And you can also get a shed load of different templates, which we have an uploading system inside, so you can upload different templates that we release. If you go to settings, you can see we work with GetResponse, MailChimp and Aweber. We don't advise you use those services, but we do work with them. We advise using something like ActiveCampaign, GetDrip or Infusionsoft. This system is designed to get results, and to get results you need to use a email provider which lets you kind of automate the process in which you kind of market to your customers. So yeah, if you've got any questions, hit me up, let me know. And